This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
New Year from Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my pal Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Comes to us through Lake Cardiology, his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida, here at your service. We're actually going to go through a number of things, the big medical breakthroughs of the past 10 years. We may have time to go through some of the other things that we normally do. If you're new to the program, what goes on here is Ken takes a look because of his being in practice as a cardiologist, one of the most prominent cardiologists in the southeast, if not in the country. And so he needs to keep up, obviously, with what's going on, and is happy to tell you on many occasions that he is using more of the information that he gets on his own rather than what he learned when he was in school. So as a result of that, we're going to go back over some of the more important medical breakthroughs the last decade. Before we do that, though, Ken, let's talk about the announcement that came from Bernie Sanders' headquarters that he is healthy enough to handle the presidency at the age of 78. There were a lot of people that were concerned, even his supporters, because of that heart attack that he had in October, went into an operation that only really kind of took him out of the system for about a week. Had a couple of stints put in. So have you been watching? He's doing some exercising and that sort of thing. But is this another example of age not being a predicator of what kind of health you're in?
Yes. And, you know, it's hard for me as a physician without examining Bernie Sanders to give you an assessment. And I can only quote you what his doctors are saying, and we hope they're being honest. And they're saying that he's in good health, and it is possible you can get to these heart attacks very early, open them up, and blood's flowing and preserve the heart. And we're going to talk about that as one of the greatest breakthroughs in the past 10 years. And I'll get to that. That was number 9 on my list, this 40% reduction in death due to coronary artery disease since 2000. And part of it, half of it, is from treatment. And one of the treatments that Bernie Sanders got, Mr. Sanders got, was Senator Sanders got, was opening up the blood flow to his heart emergently and minimizing the effects of his heart attack. And this rapid intervention with catheters to mechanically open up the clot, when you and I were little boys, wasn't even thought about. No. And then the other half of the reason why there's this 40% reduction in death due to coronary artery disease since 2000 is because of prevention. And when I was in medical school in the 70s and 80s, that's the 1900s, the word prevention was a four-letter word. You didn't even talk about it. And fortunately, it's now front stage, and the big medical schools have prominent sections in cardiology on prevention, and there's a lot of research on prevention, and there's a ton that we do now to prevent heart attacks and strokes, and we've had some success.
Yeah. All right, well, that's something to be highlighted. I don't want to take your steam away from the conversation. That is the 20 medical breakthroughs, if you will, the developments over the last 10 years. I mean, when you look at the past 10 years, then you look at your career, are things happening faster? Is there more research being done? And that's why there's so much more change to the quote-unquote science?
I think it's the momentum. There was a lot beginning with Sputnik when you and I, even before, when you were a little boy, and
I have a couple of years on you. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
When that initial and huge momentum in America for basic science research in the, I guess that was in the 1950s, late 1950s.
Yeah.
That really started it. That planted the seed, and we're finally exponentially getting the benefits of taking those major advances in the lab to the bedside.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really exploding in the last 10 years. And I'm going to finish this off by telling you what the next 10 years are going to happen. It's going to further explode, and I think the next 10 years are going to be even more exciting.
All right. So let's start with the 20 medical developments, the breakthroughs, if you will, of the past 10 years before we get to that. And so I don't break your stride or your thought. I think we'll pause for a moment and get a little bit caught up on a couple of commercials. I want to remind people about the most recent Good Day Health podcast as well, featuring Dr. Ken Kronhaus. In this episode, we discuss how to avoid bacteria. We also discuss the link between obesity and dementia, and we also talk about weight and women. We talk about a new migraine remedy that was just approved by the FDA, and that's important. Good news for a new generic blood thinner as well that Dr. Ken explains.
I'm not Louis Osmond.
So, at any rate, lots of good things always at your service. A quick listen to the most recent Good Day Health podcast in order for you to get the meat and potatoes of our conversations. That's gooddayhealthshow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The soft drink police are at it again. Politicians in Seattle are furiously trying to stop the consumption of soft drinks. They stew and fret about health problems such as obesity, diabetes, and tooth decay. Seattle imposed a high tax on the evil beverages, thinking they could use the revenue to give low-income families vouchers for fruits and vegetables. Does that mean Seattle residents are now healthier? Of course not. It means residents now purchase their soft drinks outside the city. The city council never thought of that, but retailers in the suburbs did. They beefed up their soft drink advertising, and Seattle residents just smuggle their Coke in. That's the law of supply and demand, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. Ken, as we begin the new year, wants to go back over the top 20 medical developments, so listen up. We'll do them slowly, maybe a little conversation about them, just so you have an idea over the next few minutes what the huge developments were and the breakthroughs from this last 10 years. So what do you have, Ken? Where is it? We'll start at 20, yeah?
Well, you want to start backwards or forward? Let's start the most important breakthrough of the decade.
It's your list.
And I think of the decade, and that's how we treat cancer. In the past, we had radiation, chemotherapy, or surgery, and now there's a whole new direction of how to treat cancer. That's with immunotherapy. When I was a medical student in the late 70s, we were just in the beginnings of immunology, and we were in a break of a two-hour lecture, and some of us clever folk were thinking about what we just heard, and we thought, why can't you come up with a way to find something specific to a cancer cell, make an antibody, and you would cure cancer? And we thought during our break we'd come up with the cure for cancer. And this idea, finally, in the last several years, has hit the bedside. We're treating cancer with immunotherapy, like Yescarta from Gilead Sciences, Kymera from Novartis, Keytruda. And these are immunotherapies, dramatic benefits. And you're going to see even more of this targeted therapy with the immune system going after specific items on these cancer cells to get rid of them. And I think this is where we're going to see the cure for cancer in the next decade.
The cure for cancer, even though my cynical side says it's too much money in it, there's really no reason to want on the part of the people that really would be.
You know how much money there is in these immunotherapies? I don't feel
more.
Sorry
it,
for these. For these.
Okay. Okay, you have such a basic way of looking at things. Okay, that's number one. Number two,
gene therapies. We're going to go in, we're going to replace faulty DNA. We're already doing it to cure genetic diseases. There's two drugs that have been approved to cure these DNA abnormalities, Luxturna for rare eye disease, Zolgensma, they're hard to pronounce, for a deadly muscle-wasting disease. These drugs, they prevent blindness and disability. And also, in gene therapies, we're going to go after RNA inhibitors. This is something that you and I didn't even learn about when we were in school. This was the Nobel Prize in 2006, where there's actually part of the cell that inhibits the transfer of DNA to RNA. They're called RNA inhibitors. Novartis just paid $9.7 billion, that's with a B, for the drug inclisiran to lower bad cholesterol with a single shot every 6 months. And this is one of the new RNA inhibitors. It's a type of new way to look at making drugs by just working with these RNA inhibitors, which prevent the transfer of DNA to RNA. And, you know, this is, remember, your molecular biology, I don't want to get into the weeds here, how you make proteins, and you need to go from DNA to RNA to make a protein. And this is a way for these drugs to work, which we didn't even think about. You go back more than a decade ago, and this inclisiran is an amazing breakthrough. It's going to be like a flu shot for coronary artery disease. You're going to come to the cardiologist every 6 to 12 months, get your single shot, and dramatically drop your LDL to levels unheard of, you know, under 50 with a single shot every 6 to 12 months. And this has already been shown, this inclisiran, to be safe and effective. I think it give you 2 years. This will be approved. The FDA is quickly fast-tracking this medication. This is going to change the whole course of coronary artery disease.
All right. That's good news for a lot of people, for sure. All right. Number three.
The treatment of triglycerides. You know, we've been with statins treating bad cholesterol, LDL, and now we have Vascepa to treat any abnormality of triglycerides associated with coronary artery disease. We see an additional 25% reduction in heart attacks and strokes.
Wow. All right, we're going through the top 20 medical developments. Number four on that list, Ken.
The new goal for blood pressure, it's 130 over 80, hoping to get all of us there, our resting blood pressure. We realize for some of the elderly this is not possible, but this has shown dramatic decrease in heart attacks and strokes.
A dramatic decrease.
Yes.
All right. Number five on the list.
Replacing and repairing heart valves without opening the chest. First it was TAVR, transcatheter aortic valve replacement, and next it's going to be mitral and tricuspid valve, percutaneous replacement and repair. Just less open heart surgery now and in the future.
All right, we continue. 21 after the hour. Good day, health.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Task, but one chosen by and taken by Dr. Ken Kronhaus, looking at the list of the 20 most important breakthroughs or medical developments in the past 10 years. We've been through the first five, and now we continue with number six. And this is in Ken's opinion, with all the research that he's done, he'd certainly be on top of any of these new developments. So what's next, Ken?
Huge. Conquering hepatitis C, Doug. It's now curable in a matter of weeks with drugs such as Sovaldi, Mavyret. You know, if you go back a decade, this was only a pipe dream.
So, I thought it took a long time to get these things in the pipeline, usually. So what made this go faster?
The need and the energy and the studies, and they were in the pipeline for a while.
Oh, they were before. Okay.
Yes.
That's number six. Number seven.
Vaccine for herpes zoster or shingles called Shingrix. It's 90% effective. And the key is it's not a live vaccine like the initial vaccine. And I just had mine a couple of days ago. Anyone 50 or older, I would urge you to get this vaccine. It's incredibly effective. It's not live. And you get zoster, you get shingles, the complications are horrible.
So let's go through that again. Everybody over the age of 50, you're suggesting, should get this.
Yes.
I hear that, and I don't think I've had mine.
It's two doses. You get the second dose between 2 to 6 months after the first. I just had mine, and you do get some pain and redness and swelling at the injection site. There's some muscle pain. And for a couple of days, you may feel a little tired. But the problems with shingles are horrible. And I would recommend talk to your doctor about it.
So I have it in my system. It's Epstein-Barr.
It's the chicken pox.
I was told that it was all the same thing. Chicken pox, herpes.
It's a different virus.
But it stays in your system forever.
Until your immune system weakens and you're beginning in your 50s and especially in your 70s, and it's recommended now for anyone over 50. I just had mine. I would urge you to get yours.
All right, you got some stuff when I go see you. You can.
No, I don't. That's not something that you have to. It's hard to find this vaccine.
Great.
So yeah, and that's why people have, because there's such huge demand for it. I finally found a good source for it. You have to shop around, and you also need your. You don't have your Medicare Part D, so it's probably going to be a couple of $100 out of pocket for you with each one.
Uh-huh. Oh, you keep telling me I should get Part D. But.
Absolutely. But insurance does cover this.
Yeah.
And talk to your doctors about getting this. They probably won't have stock, but they'll tell you where. They'll know where to go. The pharmacists are the people who have this. Yeah, that's where I found it, at one of the pharmacies.
Did you give yourself a dose, or did you go to the pharmacy and get it from
the pharmacist? The pharmacist gave it to me. I wouldn't inject myself.
Really? All right. That's an interesting. So keep that in mind, folks. Number 8. On this list of 20.
Next is our anti-smoking bans. They've been very effective in the states that have adopted them.
So what do you think about raising the age of being able to buy tobacco? That's a federal law went into effect the first of the year, so nobody's supposed to be able to buy tobacco products under the age of 21.
The libertarian in me says, wow, but the doctor in me says, fantastic.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think I guess I agree with you on that one, because you and I have similar beliefs when it comes to that sort of thing. Number 9 on the list, we kind of already have covered. You want to just give us a quick review?
40% reduction in death due to coronary artery disease since 2000, half from treatment and half from prevention.
Number 10.
Converting HIV, that's AIDS, from a deadly disease to a chronic disease. Combination drug therapy extends HIV survival, HIV cocktail now, and a weekly pill. Amazing.
28 past the hour.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in 3 major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2/3/20. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is praising the U.S. airstrike that killed a top Iranian military leader in Iraq. He spoke on the Senate floor.
No man alive was more directly responsible for the deaths of more American service members and Qasem Soleimani.
Speaking in Palm Beach, Florida, President Trump explained why they chose to strike.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
A rampage in Austin, Texas has killed a man who was at a burrito shop. Police Sergeant David Daniels says they don't know what set off the suspect, who also assaulted others in the area.
A tragic situation that somebody has lost their life. This is the first homicide of 2020.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
To our discussion, as we start a new decade, we start a new year, the tradition of Good Day Health, which has been around for some 20 years on the radio, continues. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, is here as he usually is this day and time. By the way, speaking of days and times, if you, Y-O-U, have a medical problem and you're restless, you're incomplete in knowledge when it comes to trying to ferret out what it is that may be the cause and ultimately the cure or the fix for what may be going on in your body, let's get some answers. Go see Ken at Lake Cardiology. 352-735-1400 is the way to connect with Ken at Lake Cardiology, especially for the local folks listening all around Florida on the various stations that carry this. 352-735-1400 may be the key to opening the door, finding solutions, finding prevention for problems that may affect you or your family. Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. Ken's going through a list of the top 20 medical developments from this past 10 years, and we're at number 11. Ken, where do we go from here?
Anybody currently having surgery will benefit from this. And this is minimally invasive, and robotic techniques have revolutionized surgery. And this revolution is going to continue. You're going to have these metal hands inside your body as the operation goes on, these robots, and just these tiny, tiny scars, much smaller openings than you ever expected.
Wow. All right, it's a bit in minutia. That's number 11. Number 12 in Ken's estimation of the top 20 is?
Doug, you were involved as a pioneer in this. Breakthrough scientists are peering into the mind with functional MRI. These map the way the mind works by tracking blood flow and oxygen in the brain.
Yeah, I think that's something. It really is amazing. What's going on? The company that I have connected with is Seriscan. I'm going to get another one. I had it done 10 years ago. I'm going to get another one done this year just to see where the progress is. See, if, one of the things that we all need to do is stimulate our brains. You stimulate them with activity, thinking, exercise, lots of fish oil, all that sort of stuff, right? Would you underscore that, Ken?
Absolutely. And the breakthrough in this technology in the last several years only continues.
Yep. All right, so we have number 12 next, then, out of 20.
And this is number 13.
Oh, excuse me, 13. I just lost the number. Yes.
This is about medical marijuana. This will surprise you. Initially used by patients with HIV and AIDS, cancer, and chronic pain, is now used to treat fibromyalgia, epilepsy, Alzheimer's, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Even the American Veterinary Medical Association reports the positive effects the drug has had on ailing animals.
Yeah, well, it's something, there's that and CBD oil and all the things that come from hemp. We need to have our leaders wake up or maybe push some of the drug lords out of the way. When I say drug lords, I'm talking about big pharma, so we can have some of this stuff more easily at our disposal.
Do the research.
Number 14.
Full face transplants. We've had them successfully undergone at the Cleveland Clinic, the Mayo Clinic, and you're going to hear more about this in the next decade.
Yep. All right. Number 15.
Acute stroke intervention using clot-busting drugs and catheter-based treatments. We just don't let the stroke anymore just evolve. We now get in there immediately and treat it when we can.
Yep. All right. Number 16.
Non-toxic surgical super glue. This has been stimulated from substances algae produce.
Really? I don't remember us talking about that at all. Have we talked about that?
Briefly.
Yeah. Number 17.
Continued evidence autism is not from vaccination.
Huh. All right. That's a special, sort of a special interest there, although more and more people are having that problem, are they not?
It is increasing, but there's just more and more evidence it's not from vaccination.
Yeah. Okay. Number 18.
New cystic fibrosis treatment called Trikafta. Cystic fibrosis is a hereditary disease that affects the lungs and digestive system. The body produces thick and sticky mucus that can clog the lungs and obstruct the pancreas. We now have treatment.
Now have treatment. All right, so let's see. We have 19.
19 was the first successful penis transplant in 2018.
I don't remember. I thought the first successful penis transplant was, what was the guy's name whose wife, he chopped it off and threw it out the window? And
that did not work, actually. But this
it
was,
never worked.
This
oh, really?
Was a soldier who had, from the waist down, horrible loss of body parts from walking in the wrong place at the wrong time and now has functional use.
Wow, okay. Is that one. All right, so the last one, number 20.
This is a grab bag collection that the present is the future. This is ongoing research in these various areas where I think we're going to see the results of heavy emphasis on research in the next decade. And these studies are already going on. So this is not, you know, in my mind, the hope. This is real science, real medical research going on. And I think these are going to be successes in the next few years, in the next decade. So first, we're going to have a universal flu vaccine. No more having to get a new one all the time because the virus changes each year. You'll get one. It'll be good. It'll cover all possible flu. Reversing paralysis with bionic limb advancements. Drugs to slow Alzheimer's disease. A single shot a year to dramatically lower cholesterol. New tools to manipulate DNA. Give people back their voice with technology that translates thought into speech. Surgery on a fetus while it's still in the womb. Regrow body parts. Nanobots. These are microscopic robots that deliver drugs to the brain and heart. Teeth regeneration, artificial ovaries, gut bacteria treatments, and artificial pancreas, and new antibiotics to fight drug resistance by bacteria.
Wow, that's quite a list. That's really So you think that all is, how many, you want to put some years on that?
And a vaccine, for, and a vaccine for HIV. I think every item that I mentioned in that list, when we do this 10 years from now, will have been reality.
Really? All right, so add that to your list and see how that impacts you. That's good. List of the medical developments and what Ken's predictions are for the next 10 years. Lots to absorb. You can get this. We'll have this as a podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com within the next few days.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hey, check out this report of our Office 365 email and the threats sitting in users' inboxes.
Wow, how did you get this?
There's a free tool called Barracuda Email Threat Scanner that can quickly and safely scan our Office 365 email for hidden threats like spear phishing and domain fraud.
Really?
Yeah, Barracuda Email Threat Scanner identifies hidden threats and employees most at risk for a cyber attack, all summarized in a complete report.
This is great.
Get your free email threat scan now at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
This is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with a focus on how hot weather affects people who are pregnant. I guess women who are pregnant. That would seem to be a given. The study says that hot temperatures cause women to have shorter pregnancies than otherwise they normally would, which could pose risks for infant health and child development. Perhaps more concerning, births in the warm weather occur up to 2 weeks earlier, 6.1 days earlier on average, than they would have otherwise. That seems to be enough to take somebody from what's considered to be a pretty healthy pregnancy into a worried state, a worried pregnancy. The study was published in the peer-reviewed British news journal Climate Change. Researchers look at past birth temperature data. Estimate about 25,000 babies were born prematurely every year because of the hot weather. The key finding, though, is that birth rates spiked right around the day's temperature exceeded 90 degrees. After the hot weather passed, birth rates went down. National Climate Assessment says that in the next 30 to 40 years, temperatures will be in the 90-degree range 30 more days than they are right now. It's not clear why babies are born earlier when it's hot, the study says, but researchers say high heat can bring cardiovascular stress, which then, in fact, will induce pregnancy. In addition, heat increases the level of oxytocin, a hormone that plays a role in labor as well. Air conditioning reduces the effects of climate change on pregnancies, but there are a lot of class disparities, racial disparities, where you live. Is a factor here, certainly. Some of these things can prevent women from having access to the right care so that they, in fact, are going to have a premature baby, and that causes problems down the line. All right, continuing now with Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week we're here to overview what Ken is studying. So now we've been through all of these medical developments and some of the things Ken thinks will be in his crystal ball, a breakthrough as we move forward. Now let's go back to some of the work that Ken has done over the past couple of weeks to review some of the findings in the medical journals as we come to the end of the year. One of them that is very good for men who are my age, your age, Ken, and even younger, because prostate cancer is affecting people of all ages. I think pretty much, though, you and I have talked about this a number of times on the air, how prostate cancer seems to almost be a part of every man's life the older he gets. Some of it is mild and doesn't bother people much. Other times it can kill you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think if you wait long enough, most of us will get some changes in the prostate, which are cancer. But the good thing is there's various grades. There's a wide spectrum of incredibly slow-growing prostate cancer that doesn't even need any treatment, because none of us are going to get to 150 years old, except for you, where it will be an issue. And then there's the other end of the spectrum where it's going to grow rather rapidly, and we must do something about it to keep us on planet Earth as long as possible. So the key is with the prostate cancer is watching the prostate. The PSA is great. Getting an annual exam, you know, I do it each year, just bending over and let them get that finger in there and let them
friendly
feel
fickle the finger of fate.
Yes, and let them feel it and make sure that that it's nice and smooth, and if it's not, get it looked at. Ultrasound is great now, and MR and biopsy, they have all these possibilities. But I think what you're referring to is in the International Journal of Epidemiology that individuals with a genetic variation that increases their likelihood of being physically active have a 50% lower risk of prostate cancer than people who do not have this genetic variation. Physical activity in this case refers to all forms of activity, not just exercise. So if you have a high genetic tendency to have prostate cancer, a 50% lowering of the risk with physical activity out of the International Journal of Epidemiology.
How much of this is hereditary versus what you eat and your lifestyle?
I think it's probably half and half in prostate cancer.
One of the things we discussed this year was some research that suggested that the more men ejaculate, the less chance they have of getting any form of prostate problem. Is that right?
That is true. When you use it, you just cleanse out, clear out the whole system, and that will lower the risk. The studies that look at frequency of ejaculation and risk of cancer all show that a regular frequency does lower the risk. So another reason to enjoy yourself.
I saw something about artificial intelligence that's learning how to read mammograms and prostate screening. Is that computers that are, what, trained to recognize certain patterns and images?
Exactly, and that should maybe be added to our list of breakthroughs, but that is, you know, for the next decade where it will really, really take front stage, and it's not yet. This is all in research, but it will in the next decade.
Not ready for prime time, in other words.
Except in research centers.
Yep. All right, Dr. Ken, up next with questions for Dr. Ken. Right now, I want you to focus on how white your teeth are. This is an ongoing process as far as I'm concerned, because we have new listeners all the time, and some people may have not thought about their yellow teeth and how they can look more attractive. Maybe you haven't thought of yourself as unattractive until you really studied how you look in the mirror and you thought your teeth were yellow and getting more yellow. So if you'd like to change that without using strips, no trays or any of that, and get results in 5 minutes, go to the source that I go to and have for as long as I've been talking about this on the air, 8 or 9 years. That's Power Swabs. Power Swabs available only by calling 800-208-1797. When I say available at 50% off the rack rate. If you go online and buy them, you'll pay twice as much as you do. As a matter of fact, you get 40% off using the DJV code, and then another $10 off, and then you get free shipping as well. All right, so let's see if we can process that. Meanwhile, get out all of the stains, the free stain out quick stick, all that, by calling 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code, 50% off the retail price, 800-208-1797.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
For Dr. Ken now, 53 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, is here to answer some of your questions, some of the questions that I come up with. The question about TB vaccine. There are those of us who are under the impression that TB, tuberculosis, is gonzo. So why is a new injection method necessary for TB vaccines? Do we not even know that we get TB vaccines in our regular quotient of vaccines, or is this something new?
Well, this is something that is new, and they're intended to prevent tuberculosis. This is what I think the issue is, that these new injections are coming. This is an area, you know, of the future. This is monkey research, so stay tuned. And perhaps in the new decade, this will be another item where we'll be giving out vaccines. The other area in tuberculosis is that there are reactivations of tuberculosis. That is a problem with tuberculosis. You've had it in the past, you were successfully treated, it gets reactivated. And also there's the evolution of the bug, and the TB germ just changes and the drugs are not sensitive to it. And that was the whole area we talked about earlier about antibiotics evolving and becoming more sensitive. So stay tuned. I think TB will get back on our radar screen with a vaccine, with new drugs, and this will occur in the next few years.
Would you say there are other things, as long as we're talking about TB, are there, this is another a good question about what else may be in the future in terms of things that we've had in the past that were sort of eradicated. Are we in danger of anything else like TB? coming back. Remember all the stories about the plague and the bad movies about what happens if some kind of thing is there's an outbreak of it. What do we do?
Well, I think what you're referring to is the homeless problem and people, you know, I don't want to get gross or political, but defecating in the streets and that is a real issue of the items you were just suggesting of bringing all that back.
It's a huge problem in Los Angeles where I am. Huge. The city has not dealt with it at all. Meanwhile, lots of people are in jeopardy. Neighborhoods are in jeopardy. It's a huge problem. And sort of with that in mind, is there any truth, Dr. Ken, to having, if you have urine drops on your toilet and have them analyzed, that it could spot diseases? There have been people, for whatever the reason, that have gotten their toilets examined, and they have found out that there are things in their system. There's apparently a smart toilet that's been developed. Well, it is what it is, but a smart toilet that when you sit on it or you use it, it'll tell you what's in your fecal matter or in your pee. So is that one wonders, do you go to a doctor's office for that?
I would probably want to give my urine to the doctor and let the lab analyze it, but maybe in the future these toilets will be able to do it for you.
Well, we're talking a lot about future stuff, and it's pretty interesting. But there is a toilet that could spot signs of a disease that's available now on the market. But whether you want to...
it's be a pioneer in that area.
Right. Speaking of pioneers, here's a question about stem cell or platelet-rich plasma, we're talking about this off the
PRP injection.
PRP. All right. So stem cell injections or capsules and PRP are they the same?
This is a little bit different. What you're asking about is a platelet-rich plasma therapy, which uses injections, Doug, of a concentration of a patient's own platelets. Platelets are the cells in the bone marrow that are used to help clot. And what happens is they're used to accelerate the healing of injured tendons, ligaments, muscles, and joints. In this way, PRP injections use each individual's patient's own healing system to improve musculoskeletal problems. It has been shown to be effective, especially in knee injuries, and I think platelet-rich plasma is going to get a lot more research and may be used in other parts of the body in the next decade.
But is this sort of stem cell the same kind of thing?
It is a cousin of that idea, yes.
Mm-hmm. And how expensive would this sort of thing be, one would wonder?
It's not going to be cheap. Make sure you have your Part D.
We keep talking about that. All right. Dr. Ken, with answers to your questions, this is a good service, Ken. Thank you very much. Look forward to a lot of info in the new year. 59 past the hour.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.